keep in mind that you're in a constant state of change in your life. You're continuously learning how not to behave and what new talents and intellectual skills and personality variables to use. The old ones no longer work. That's what you have to remind yourself. Instead of saying, I've always done things that way and I'm just an aggressive person by nature, now you can say, now I know better. Obviously, when your sister used to hit you when you were 6 years old, or you used to hit her when you were angry at her, or vice versa, now you know better. When you get mad at your sister now and you're an adult, you don't go over and hit her. You know better. You've learned something new. And the same thing is applicable to everything. You don't have to say, I don't have the talent to do something. Just like I know better than to say, I'm just inferior, I'll never learn how to walk. I guess I'll just have to crawl for the rest of my life. You didn't say that then. Today, you know better. And even for me to say that I couldn't write a book about manifesting miracles, at one time I believed that. Now I know better. Getting that notion in you that now I know better, four key words, is an indication that you're trusting that invisible intelligence that's within you to go beyond that which you've accepted as just your fate in life. And you're beginning to say, hey, I can raise my IQ, I can raise my talent level, I can change around the things that I've always believed about what my family did to me in my life. Your family came to you in exactly the same perfect way that everything else came to you. I mean, you don't look at your liver and say, I wish I'd have gotten a different liver. Or you don't look at your tonsils and say that the wrong tonsils or that the wrong eyeballs, everything that you got was in divine order. Your family is just as much a part of that. And you had something to learn from them. And you don't question any of that. And if there's things that happened in that family that you wish wouldn't have happened, you can get on with forgetting about wishing that something wouldn't have happened, forgive, and move past it, but celebrate it and understand it.